Blog Talk Radio.
Judy here, she's up a mountain, so she'll be joining us later on when she gets down from that mountain. But got a bunch of people in chat. I want to say hi to Bill and Raina, and oh, look at you, Tana, getting a sticker again.
Yeah, my butt cheeks are kind of full.
Yeah, you and me both. Running out of room. Good. So it's just you and I on the line, so I guess if we need to talk, huh?
Awesome. Yeah, so go to work today. I have to leave at 5, so I'll be with you all till 5.
Yep, sitting here in my pajamas, rocking it out.
We have
a new caller.
It is Liz. Joe is the host with the most.
Nice. Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Tana. How's it going?
Hey, Leah. No time, no time.
I know.
Did you make my chocolate donuts?
No, I got interrupted. I was going to go and make those, and then I had some people. It was during the morning, so they were showing up at my door, and it was like a bunch of like Mormon guys. So I had them in, and we had a chat for a while, and then they were like, hey, okay, gave them some water, and we just they went on their little merry way, and then I had to get ready for a birthday party when my kids was having a birthday party. So I still need to make some chocolate donuts.
Aww, how cute. So is it the birthday today for your child? Or?
No, not my child. One of my, kids for work. Mm-hmm. He had a Doctor Who birthday party. I don't really know much about Doctor Who or anything, but apparently it's like a British thing. I don't know.
I'm not into that, so I don't know either. But anyway, all right, I'll take over, Joe.
And what's that, Donna?
Okay, you can take over. We're just talking donuts and desserts. We're going to keep talking donuts and desserts all the show unless you, stop us.
We're making new brides call in, so we're on donut discussion now.
Uh-huh. Well, at the party, they had a blue cake, Donna. The cake was blue.
Blue? My favorite, I don't know what kind of your favorites are, but mine is the sugar frosting. I'm not a big whipped cream frosting fan, but the sweeter, the better. So, our local grocery store has a nice sugar frosting, or Sam's Club or Costco have great sugar frosting.
We got a caller from our ranting about. Hi 205, you're unmuted.
Hello.
Hey guys, it's
Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, it's been a while, and I've missed everyone.
Miss you too, Katie.
A lot's going on in the news. The talks, it looks like a boss is going to push through the agreement, or he's agreeing that there's going to be a two-state solution, which shows the peace talks are moving forward. So that's exciting.
Give us more news, Katie. You haven't done that in a long time. Thrill us with
the news. I made a video today. I don't know if y'all saw, but there was a major flood in Afghanistan that killed a lot of people. And it's actually really scary what happened there. But, it killed, 80 people. And that was pretty significant. And then there was, I know there's a lot of bad weather, just, more bad weather's coming. But, really, this peace talks is huge news. It's crazy how they're finally pushing through, and we're seeing the progress of that. And that just came out today. So let's see, what else do we have? And then the Ukraine crisis, the U.S. officials said they'll announce more measures by Monday. And then something about Kim Jong-un, he's wanting this nuclear test to happen. So that's probably, I don't know when that's going to happen, but he's crazy, so never know about that. So there's just a lot going on. Am I missing anything?
Right on. We can, we have Keith calling, and we'll bring him on the line. He's always got news, too.
I know there was like a 6.2 in like Tonga or something, earthquake in Tonga or something like that.
Yeah,
did
that was great.
Everybody.
Yeah. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Keith. Hey. Hey.
Hi,
Katie, that's big news. That's huge news. I didn't even see that. What was the deal? I mean, I thought that Israel called off the peace agreement.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not called off, so.
So now they're saying it's back on? Because I know that they had a...
like saying that they're going to agree to a two-state solution. So,
wow, that's good. We need to keep the thing moving so we can get raptured out of here. Hey,
yep.
Joe. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Keith.
Pat online today, too?
Not yet. She'll be calling. Sure she will. Any other news, Keith?
Let me see what I got in store. Give me a second here. Okay. Let's see. What was it, Tana, where was that 6.2 deal at, earthquake?
Tonga, T-O-N-G-A, Tonga.
Okay. No idea where that's at, but it's pretty big. Okay, so let's see. Freak winter storm strikes Russia, so we know the weather patterns are weird. Worst severe tornadoes this season. So, okay, yeah, this is the worst severe storm weather all over the United States, mostly that one in the eastern part of the United States. This is interesting. Iran warns the U.S. that interference in affairs of Ukraine is aggression. Wow, Iran's getting so brave. But under any other administration, Iran would just keep their mouth shut because the U.S. would just take them out. But under this administration, Obama now considers them a world superpower and even has them going to the meetings where they have nuclear weapons when they get together. It's just pathetic. Okay, here's Obama saying he warns he will not hesitate to use military force against North Korea. Yeah, okay, we've heard that before. Fresh produce, food prices are skyrocketing. Yeah, that's a problem. let's see what else. The infection is ramping up in Saudi Arabia, some disease there. Bible says in the end times there will be rare diseases that from the past have returned, and a lot of them from the past that they thought were wiped out around the world are not. This is interesting. The Kim guy, the leader of North Korea's soldiers, said he's to be ready for a war, which is interesting. He's crazy. He's just a young kid. He's not immature. He's very immature. So we're definitely playing with fire in the world by him having possible nuclear weapons or just cause an attack. Small earthquake strike off the Oregon coast. That's interesting. On the dangerous Cascadia Fault, that fault, yeah, could wipe out that whole West Coast. Okay, the lead singer of Jars support... who's a popular Christian band named Jars of Clay supports gay marriage. Okay, what else is new? Forecasters are already predicting a massive tornado outbreak this week, and that's it. That's all the news for today, not tons of stuff. I think that peace deal is the best one that Katie brought up, so here you go.
That is certainly a lot.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah,
can I just play a song?
Okay.
What were you
saying,
yeah.
Kind of? I can say something. Can I just do a shout-out for Stacy? Her sister is being evicted with her baby and her 12-year-old. And if the RCC has anything that they want to contribute to her so she doesn't get thrown on the street, I have her PayPal. Every little bit helps. But, we don't want to see a baby and a 12-year-old on the street along with her sister. She's one of our sisters in Christ, so that's
yes.
Essential family. So her sister's part of our family as well. So if anyone
yes.
can contribute at all, it is stacyandleek@yahoo.com. Stacy will probably post in chat because she's married now, and if not, I will. It's stacyandleek@yahoo.com.
Okay.
So thank you very much, and anything is appreciated.
Yeah.
All right.
Stacy just put the link in chat, but yeah, brothers and sisters, let's step up for Stacy and help
yeah.
her out.
we agree in Jesus' name that that situation will be resolved quickly, and the Lord will provide all this money through to multiply it 1,000-fold, so she'll find a place as well, you know, immediately.
And that the eviction will not happen. God can stop the eviction
exactly.
from happening.
Exactly, Tana. In Jesus' name, we agree.
And the Lord brought us together for many reasons in these last days, and it's also to build one another up, help each other out, and that's why there's $20 each would probably solve the problem, and that's not going to break any one of us, but it will help our sister out. So,
yep.
You know, let's definitely do this.
Thank you, Tana, for bringing that up. And much love, Stacy. We got you.
We love you, Stacy. Let's play a song so I can get my notes in order, and then we'll bring on some more callers. Is that cool?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you.
Callers on the line. You still there, Tana and Keith?
I am.
Okay. Good. I think I hit the wrong button. A lot of multitasking. Well, let's get on 973, Pat.
That's Pat, Mama Pat. Hi, Mama Pat.
Mama Pat. Oh, I want it on mute. All right, Pat, I'm trying. There we go.
Yeah, I'm here. I was muted. How's everybody?
Yeah,
good. That's okay. Good. Good to hear y'all.
Let's
long time no talk to you as well, Mama Pat.
Oh, love you guys. What a nice family.
Love you, Pat. Thank you so much for calling in. We were wondering where you were, but she's not the same without Mama Pat.
No, I had to just take care of a few things, and sometimes I'm a half hour late. You know, if my daughter gets home from her work and stuff, I have to have some yak time, you know. So, but I get on when I can.
Yeah, this isn't a four-wall church. You're allowed to be late.
Oh, yeah. No, sometimes I can't help it.
Two times fast. You're allowed a couple times fast.
Okay. Oh, thanks. Nah. Nah, it's, the timing is off with people coming home, you know, so I got to have some talk time with them. But anyway.
Of course.
All right, I was here.
The news, Pat. Pat, we were talking about the news about the Katie was talking about how the peace deal is back on. Remember that Israel called it off, and I guess.
Oh, I know. And fighting like crazy. And other countries, I mean, Gaza and all them, are sending in hundreds of rockets to, I mean, here we go. And then the stuff with Ukraine is totally insane and retarded. I mean, you know, he's just asking for World War III.
Oh, he is. And then you've got
North
Korea getting weird and crazy, too.
Yeah, they're shooting warning shots and all this garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And China's up in their arms with Japan about islands or something, and they're threatening. So everybody's threatening, I'm going to nuke you. Everybody's at each other. Russia and North Korea are threatening to nuke us. And, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
Pat, that reminds me of a news story I saw a couple of weeks ago, exploring how much worse Fukushima is than they're releasing, and also that they're trying to acquire these islands that are owned by China, and they're about to go to war over these islands to relocate, most of Japan.
Yeah.
So it's
and Fukushima's a mess.
If people knew how bad Fukushima, if the world really knew how bad Fukushima was, believe me, they would be so terrified they would shut the whole world down and solve that problem first. It is so serious.
You hit it.
It is so serious.
The water's polluted. People are dying.
That water that's supposed to be keeping those nuclear reactors, you know, it's not even working right. And they haven't even gone.
It's a joke.
They can't get inside with robots in some of those places.
Any
earthquake that happens there could just set the whole thing up for a huge nuclear explosion around the world. And they had a 6.0 not that long ago, too. I mean, the nuclear stuff would just rain all over America, too. They would send a bomb to America. And God says he's going to do it in the end times, tribulation. So that's just, that whole thing is just, whoa, that's crazy.
The West Coast is suffering now.
You know what's sad?
Yeah.
Is that we at RCC, well, happy, and we're welcoming the bad news because it's happy for us. Because if all this happens, we're like, let them bomb each other nuclear.
<don't>
We're translating. We're out. All the bride is gone.
Yeah.
When that happens. Do it.
Over
with.
Yeah, exactly. It'll bring others, but it's going to be a wake-up call. It's
going
to be a wake-up call.
Yep.
So God will use all of that to have people say, whoa, what's going on?
Yep.
I think I better cry out to God because I don't have any other choice.
Right now they're not waking up at all. They're asleep. They're just living in the world, having a great old time. They don't care about anybody else.
Exactly.
When I drive around L.A. a lot, there's a lot of people here that need a loud wake-up call.
It'll be loud. It'll be more than earthquakes, and those fireballs come down?
Yeah.
I can say we don't wish any harm on anyone.
No.
We want everybody to, be alive and not get hurt, but we just want to get started.
The fireball will land next to them. It won't hit them, but it'll wake them up.
It'll wake them up.
Whoa, what was that? That almost hit me. Yeah, that's a fireball. Ha! Ah! That's what God wants to hear is, ah!
Oh, exactly.
Then he's got you. That'll get you.
Yeah.
He'll save you. It's crazy, isn't it?
We
just don't
know
how close
the rapture has. I think the rapture is going to happen on the day that those things happen. You know what I mean? All at one time.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be horrible. Earthquake like there's never been an earthquake. You know? Fireballs.
According to little John, the bride is raptured up first, and then there's 3 days of darkness, then the fireballs, then the earthquake.
Yeah.
So. No,
lots of wake-up calls.
That exact second, I think it'll happen.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's that guy that he tracks all. He has a really good video. I forget his name on YouTube. But he's really tracking those signs in the sky that we've talked about.
Wow,
He went and looked at He looked at 1,000 years into the future when the 1,000-year millennium reign is over with, and he found a cross in the sky with the planets. Okay?
Wow.
And then he went back in time, and the only other cross he found like that was the time of Jesus' birth. Okay? So, yes, Yeah, so then...
Keith, Pat, I hate to interrupt you guys. It's just a little technical difficulty. Tana, are you still on the line?
Tana?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh, Tana, can you help me out? I'm getting messages that people in chat can't hear the show.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Is that a my bad with the control panel, or...?
I don't know, honey. I don't do this.
Tana, do you know?
I don't think you did anything. I think it's got to be on the blog thing.
Yeah, it's not on your side.
You're not doing anything. I mean, you were right. You didn't push any buttons.
No.
Tell him to pick up the phone.
I know. Tell him to pick up the phone. I think Joe pushed that red button. You're not never supposed to push the red button, Joe. It does weird things.
Yeah, no,
don't push the red one.
Don't press the red button.
I think he pushed it. Yeah, nervous. We're talking about nukes, and I think he hit that red button and all.
Actually, Roman, what's up, Roman? I love you, bro. I saw some of your videos last night. Roman can hear.
Maybe just, hi, Roman.
Okay, thank you, Roman, for calming me down. I was like, oh, no. Thank you, Tom. Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to.
Roman was favored,
oh, that's
and that's why I think he, Roman is
that
in the hierarchy
important.
Of the RCC, right? So he got to be able to hear in.
Well, Roman doesn't even need to log on to hear in. I mean, he can just be that powerful. You got to start watching his videos. Love you, Roman. All right.
Love you, Roman. Love his accent.
I'm like, yeah, refresh or reload your screen, peeps in chat, because I can hear it on my computer as well.
I kind of mind, too. There's a little delay as usual, but. I think we're rolling. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
He saw that mid-trib sign, which we all know about from Revelation 12, you know, that was supposed to happen on the red blood moon. But there's, like, in that verse, there's kind of two dates mentioned, though, days-wise, that there was mentioned Daniel. There's, like, two different, I think, you know, 1360 days. There's, like, another figure, too. So he feels based on, you know, there's the cross of the millennium, the cross when Christ is born, then there's the mid-trib sign. He feels it goes back to May 15th, and that's when the tribulation will start, based on those signs. So I find that interesting.
Oh, May 15th.
Because I figured it was on the red blood moon, but there's two. I think Daniel had two different kind of days in there, a number of days, you know what I mean? There's that verse where there's like the, you know what I mean? There's two sets of numbers in there, my friend.
You have the second red blood moon on October 8th.
Yeah,
I don't know what significance
that is. Remember
that
the mid-trib sign is supposed to be September 2017. So you go back 3.5 years, and I felt it should have been the red blood moon, but he's saying it could be, he feels May 15th. So, and then it's interesting, and he was tracking the signs on with the witnesses and some other things in the Bible, and he's feeling that based on those signs, that the two witnesses would be in here on Earth in July.
Wow. Well, we don't want to be here in May 23rd on, because we'll be in the tail of linear. Yeah. And that's going to be really, I think that's going to be pretty not too nice, being in that tail,
I just don't feel like we can't, you know, those mid-trib signs, it's real, that mid-trib sign. I don't see how God can't ignore that. That was a very clear sign in the Bible. To me, it's got to start around this time. There's no way you can get out of that mid-trib sign when the stars are around our head and all that.
Plus it says the bride is not going to be in the wrath, you know, will not be in the wrath.
Yes,
and
to
look up and be happy that your salvation is nigh and blessed hope. So I don't see how we can be in all this other madness that's going to happen, you know. It doesn't make sense.
Well,
physically,
that's why
it doesn't make sense.
I know, Pat. Yeah. So I'm kind of looking at like, okay, so when is this stuff supposed to happen based on the signs, and then we're supposed to go before that? So
So
we've got to be like gone. I mean, May 15th, if the witness is supposed to be here in July, it's like, whoa.
Well, that's weird.
I know. I don't know about that. I don't know about that one. I just know that mid-trib sign says we're supposed to be gone, you know, anytime now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, God's timing is perfect. So I don't stress. I don't even ask him. I just say, you know, when you're going to be here or when you're going to take us, you're going to take us. And, Lord, we have one more day to reach out to another soul listening, you know, and everybody, on this radio show, you know, this church, everything they're saying, you know, that's going to help somebody out there. You know, even if some of it's repetitious, it doesn't matter because you've got new callers maybe coming in. We don't know who's listening, and everything we say, and I mean everyone, it's feeding people or it's informing or it's warning or it's uplifting or it's, you know, it's helping them somehow. I trust the Holy Spirit to just zing people, you know, and say, and they'll say, oh, I needed to hear that, or, oh, wow, they went through that too, or, oh, is this what I do to get close to Jesus? That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Holy Spirit, just guide the ship, my love, you know.
Yeah.
Guide the ship. Yeah.
So true, Pat. Yeah. I used to hear that early on the RPC days, and I'd be frustrated, like, come on, Lord, please come now. And just on my timing. And I used to hear you say that, and a few people say that, and I'd be like, And now I completely concur. Like, the Lord has just shown me so many things between now and then.
Yeah,
when I woke up this morning, I was a little bit shocked and a little bit frustrated I was still here, but
I'm not anymore.
It's another day to do righteous works, like you said. And
do work.
I asked him to keep me busy. And he really has. I mean, I implore you, brothers and sisters, if you're bored, ask our Father to keep you busy. He will. He will.
Go
visit
nursing homes. Visit, do a hospice work. Just visit the nursing homes. Just sit and laugh, or tell somebody a nice joke, or get the old people to laugh a little. So many are just abandoned there. You know, I worked 5 years in a nursing home. I know.
And even in these last,
they can use a cheery,
in these last minutes, you don't even have to go very far out of your way. The grocery store, the gas station down the street. Everyone is searching. You look around and you feel people there. They're lost, they're scared, you know, they want answers, you know, and we're here to give it to them, and we should, there's no reason to wait starting our work, you know.
Let's do the
Lord's work proudly now, that's what he wants.
And even if you can't get out, pray for people, you know, just pray to the Lord about your family, your friends, your relatives, your loved ones, your people you work with. You know, anybody, I say to Jesus, anybody my eyes have set on, give them a special blessing. You know, anybody who's in my life, has been in my life, touch them. But touch the whole world, Jesus. Take Satan out of everybody's life, out of the whole world. Fill the room up with Shekinah glory, the whole world. Whatever you have to do, Jesus, you love everyone without exception. Go get him all without exception. I just hound him. He's like the wife here who I need to duct tape to shut her up, you know. But he's glad that I do that, I'm sure. I drive him nuts praying for people, you know. But you can be, if you can't get out, be a prayer warrior. Be a prayer warrior and console Jesus. Console him and bring him souls. I don't care how you do it. There's something you can always do. Even if you're in a wheelchair in the house, you can pray and you can talk to the Lord and you can be on the radio show.
And he's always with us, you know, something so funny I didn't even think I'd mention, but he's like, just share it. You know, the other night I had a Reese's peanut butter cup, hadn't had one in a while because I had jaw surgery, whatever, and the Lord asked me to explain to him what it tasted like, what it felt like, what it was like to eat a Reese's peanut butter cup, and I was
like,
Lord, yeah, it's like, you know what it's like. He's like, I like when you describe things to me. I always have like
you got
describe things to me. Yeah, and that kind of really, like, resonated with me, like, wow. I mean, and he's like, you know, it's not just, you know, I like how you've always talked to me, you know, even before I realized, you know, all this was going on. And it's just so deep. He's made all of us, all individuals.
He wants every little iota of your whatever in the day. And he says that too. He says, I know you know I know about whatever, but he says, I want you to explain it to me. I want you to tell me how this love began for me, why you love me, what you're going to do with my love, yada, yada, yada. I could say blah, 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 but I was like, yada, yada, yada.
But it was humbling. It was very humbling. I was like, you're the Lord of the universe. What do you want my opinion on anything for? And he corrected me. He's like, I really do, and I enjoy
that's
it.
Part
it
of
like
being...
it's opened up this whole new world. I'm like, Lord, you want to hear about these French fries? He's like, not right now.
Yes, he does. Don't let him taste them without salt, or he won't want anymore, you know.
But, you know, it's just every day it opens up all these gifts that he's already bestowing on us. And
I have to tell you something.
To realize that.
There was this lady, I meant to tell you, real quick, this was this lady. And one of the things she did, when she would set her table for the family, there would be, she'd have the empty chair and she'd set a place for Jesus as well. You know, what I do, which is so sweet, but what I do when I'm having food, I say, Lord, I'm offering my food. You're one with me, so you're tasting everything, you know. I'm sure sometimes he doesn't like what I'm eating, but he doesn't complain. You know, so there's all kinds of ways to include him and just make him one with you and invite him. And he's touched by that. The slightest thing, he's just touched, you know. Like if I'm doing the dishes, they say, you know, put your arms around me and just hug me while I'm doing the dishes. And he will. He's right there. We can't see him. I mean, we're tested through faith in heaven. You know, it's just going to be an all-the-time thing. But down here, he loves these little trials and tests of faith that we have, and that we come right through smiling and say, Jesus, I know you're there. And, you know, he's there. He's there. He's in your heart. He's in your soul. He says, I'm always there. There's no place, like he says in the book, there is no place you can be that I am not. I am with you, beside you, in your heart, all the time. All the time. So that it makes life exciting when you realize that. And you know you can talk to him 24 hours a day. He loves it. He would love it if we never shut up. And just we're constantly, he says, you prattle to me like a little child to their parent that they just talk all the time. He says, I just want to hear you talking to me. Talk to me. And he says that in here. He says, tell people to talk to me. Tell people to talk to me. You know, I'm right there, you know. And then Gabrielle says, but she said, it sounds like my own voice. Are you sure that that's you? He says, then act like you believe. Don't doubt. He says, are we not one? Why shouldn't you hear my thoughts? So there you go, guys. There you go.
Amen, Pat.
Yeah,
amen.
He's there.
He's always there.
Yeah. And if you're sincere with him, like the Bible says, if your kids ask for some bread, you're not going to give them a scorpion. So if you ask the Father for the Holy Spirit or for wisdom or to hear the Lord, what is his answer going to be? He's not going to give you a serpent. He's going to grant you your wish. Why? Because you're totally sincere. You really want what God wants. You want him in your life. You want him in your heart. You want to do everything to bring the Father's kingdom on earth. You want to please the Lord. That's what God is seeing in you. Keep it simple. Jesus knows how you feel. He knows if you're true or not. You can't hide a thing from him. He can read you the deepest depths of your heart. He knows what's going on inside. So keep it sincere. Keep it sweet. Keep it trusting. Keep it childlike. And keep him invited.
Amen. Amen. Let's worship to the Spirit in the sky. love that song. Yes, love that
oh,
song.
Yeah, great words.
All right.
I love it, too. Great song.
Yeah.
There you are, Keith. I was going to say, where's Keith at?
That song is so, it's a smash hit at the time. I mean, it's just powerful. It's very, very powerful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Beautiful.
Liz, I'm not going to lie. I was just dancing around my living room in my pajamas.
That's okay. I'm bouncing around
Joe.
In the chair here.
Good
yeah.
job, Joe.
Yeah. That's what I felt all day. Thank God.
Are you feeling better, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Like, this show's like a drug. Every time I listen, it's just I feel better. And when it's over, I'm like, oh.
Amen.
Oh, watch some videos, go to archives, just pray. But, yeah, I'm still battling whatever cold or
yeah.
whatever I had the last few days. But
oh.
I'm not minding it. Not minding it.
Yeah. I find when the weather changes, I get some kind of cold or something, you know, in the spring and in the fall. You know, it just saps me, you know. Being, but I'm with 71, it's probably, you know, I'm not as up to par immune-wise as some other people who are younger, you know.
And you need both.
Kidding. Oh, dear.
Carol gave a great teaching the other day, same day Keith gave his great teaching about be careful when saying, I am this, or I am that, because I am is. For us is God. So if you say I am sick, then you're saying God is sick. Because I
yeah.
am sick.
Yeah.
So we have to watch our words and say I am great. You know, God is not sick. God's
yeah.
not bad. God's not depressed. You know.
No.
So
true.
Our words are saying
true,
I
true,
am.
True. mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a great thing about watching our words and saying I am. You know, I am not feeling whatever. That's
yeah.
you know, you're basically saying God. Is not feeling
yeah.
whatever, but God is always great. God is good. God is amazing. So, you know, if I screw up, like, if you know, I don't say I don't say I am stupid. I say I did something stupid. You know, putting the action on myself.
That's
you know?
A good one.
Putting the action on myself, not claiming that you know I myself am,
oh,
but the action did,
yeah.
the action I did was stupid or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my two cents. I, you know,
but I am old. I can't get away from that. But God's old, too. God's old, too.
What is old?
He's eternal.
But yeah, too.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, like, you know, why will we feel? Like, I never say, I'm a certain age usually. I say, you know, I say, so like I'm 25 is what I say.
That is ancient.
Well, I'm
that
ancient,
ancient,
right? Like God, I'm ancient.
Ancient.
That's okay. When we
God
can transition, I'll be my 20 years old again.
Exactly, and that's
looking
you
forward
make
to
the
that.
Lord laugh when you then you're not old. You compare yourself to how old our Lord is and everything He's seen. He's like, oh, you little baby, Pat.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Sweet.
Blink of an
so
eye.
Sweet.
Believe
yeah.
it or not, it's nothing. Oh, dear.
There are a lot of
things. Good.
Yes, he's
there's interesting. Joe, I wanted to talk a little bit about heaven.
Oh, go right ahead.
That would be great.
Okay. I've read a lot of things about heaven and also read a lot about, there are some people in the 70s and 80s they had some very powerful visions and went to heaven and talked about it. Very, very interesting stuff. Much different than what most people would think. You know, a little. That's why I thought it was very interesting. There was a man that went to heaven in the 70s. I think he died or something, but he went to heaven and saw all this stuff. You know, one of the things about heaven that people don't realize is that a lot of people think that, you know, when we all go to heaven, we're all going to have mansions and we're all going to. It's all going to be great and blah, blah, blah. Everybody's going to have the same stuff and be so wonderful. But very different from some of the visions that, and this has been verified by many different visions from different decades as well. One of the things that this guy went to heaven, he saw this pastor, and this was an Asian pastor. I don't know his name, but this pastor, and this is a true story. This pastor, I think he lived in the 70s, he was worth $150 $1 million, okay? Huge amount of money. He had a huge ministry around the world. I mean, just $150 million. He had Rolls Royces and all kinds of, you know, worldly things. But he also went to heaven, too. I think he died or something, went to heaven. But when he went to heaven, the Lord showed him his rewards, right? This was the pastor. He built 100-something churches around the world, you know, accumulated a lot of wealth, did a lot for the Lord for built by building these churches and stuff. But when he went to heaven, the Lord showed him, he said, Lord, I really want to see my mansion. And Jesus said, well, you know, we'll show it to you later. Let's talk about other things. And then he kept saying, Lord, I really want to see my mansion. I mean, I just know I'm going to have this humongous mansion in heaven. It's just, we're here. I need to see it. He said, let me tell you what I did. I built over 100-something churches around the world, and I did helped all these people. And, you know, and then so what happened was Jesus said, okay, if you want to see it, I'll show it to you. So they went to this place, and there was a it was like a house that wasn't finished. Have you ever seen a new home that wasn't finished at all? Like it was just the basic boards, you know, when they start building. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like. And he was shocked. I mean, he was just shocked. When they went inside, there was like one wall up, and Jesus showed him a little frame on the wall, and he said, here's your reward. And he was just taken back. He said, Lord, this is, wait a minute. I built all these churches for you. I did all this stuff for you. And he went on the list. And the Lord said, well, the reason why you didn't get any rewards in heaven was because you wanted all the credit. You got all the credit for the world. And they showed pictures of, like, when he was famous and everybody wanted to touch him because they thought he was just so anointed by God. And so, you know, all the stuff that he did, he wanted his reward from men so much that, you know, that's what the Bible says, that sometimes that's your reward. You know what I mean? If that's all you want, mm-hmm. is praise from men and all this stuff. So, and the Lord told him, so he had $150 million, okay, that's a lot of cash. So Lord told him, go back and help some nuns and, not nuns, but help some poor people. There was like a monastery. He helped some poor people. He gave them, you know, that were needing food and stuff, and then we'll, you know, remedy the situation. And then there was like next to, like a little bit down the road, he saw this huge mansion. He was like, who's that? He goes, oh, that's the woman in your church. He's like, and the pastor was like, but Lord, she's just a maid. I mean, she helps clean and stuff. I mean, what's the big deal with her? I don't really think she should have that mansion. And Jesus said, wow. Well, what she does is she prays for everybody in the church every day. She's got a whole long list, very humble. She prays for as many people as she can, literally like almost every person in the church she's praying for. She had an egg that she brought one day because someone was hungry, and all she had was an egg. You know, she would have made an egg omelet for someone. And she had some mittens that she even gave him when he was cold. You know, she sewed them. And her mansion was huge, you know. So he came back to Earth, and this is very famous on Earth, blah, blah, blah. He came back to Earth. He sold all his Rolls Royces and cars and everything he had, he sold. He was so freaked out. He sold everything, gave it all away, and then went and helped mm-hmm. those poor people that God told him to help. And mm-hmm. he was just so, his whole attitude changed. He stopped wearing fancy suits at the front of the church, stopped bragging about how great he was and all this.
Wow.
I mean, he changed his tune. One of the things that a lot of people have seen in heaven is that there actually is apartment-style homes in heaven. They're called chicken coops. This is what the Lord calls them, chicken coops. They have the same color. They look the same. I don't know if you've ever seen some brand-new condos where they all look the same. Well, these look mm-hmm. the same. But they look like garages with, like, they don't look fancy, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're very far away from the throne. So the way heaven works is that people that have worked hard for the Lord and bear lots of fruit will have a big old mansion. It'll be closer to the throne of God. And when mm-hmm. you're closer to the throne, your ability to feel happiness will be so much greater than if you live far away from the throne and you don't have a big old mansion. You'll still feel happy mm-hmm. wherever you're at, but there'll be a difference, definitely a difference. One of the things the Lord has told me many times is that if you give me a lot of time on earth, I'll give you a lot of time in heaven. In other words, you'll be having a lot of fun all the time. If you don't give me time on earth, which he tells me to, you know, teach to people, then you're not going to have any time in heaven. There'll be people that, you know, didn't bear any rewards for the Lord because they didn't have time for him, and they will be busy with tasks, lots of busy work, you know. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big, and they're also going to be very far away from the throne of God, you know, which is a big deal. Key is, you know, when God says to bear fruit, he wants you to bear fruit. In fact, Jesus is so clear about bearing fruit. He says, if a tree does not bear fruit, it will be cast in the lake of fire. That's a pretty serious statement. He encourages you to bear fruit to get rewards. At the same time, he says, I want you to do it. You know, And the best way to bear fruit and have your mansion so high in heaven is just ask God what you can do for him every day.
Right.
Most people, you know, once you start helping, doing things for the Lord, you just kind of fall into sync with it pretty easy. But if there's people out there that, a lot of times when I talk about people building their mansion in heaven, a lot of Christians just give me the, okay, Keith, whatever. You know, if I talk about hell, they get a little nervous, start sweating a little bit. But if I talk about heaven, they're just like, eh, okay, no biggie, no biggie. But, well, when you stand before Jesus, when we go to the rapture, there's going to be the beam of judgment. It's called the beam of judgment. When you stand there, he's going to say, okay, your sins are not counted against you because I died for you, washed away. Jesus is going to stand right in front of you, and he's going to say, let's look at the reward you have. And many people are going to be very, very nervous when they've got no rewards because they had no time to do the Lord's work. God always tells me to teach people, you want to advance his kingdom on earth every day, not your own. Or the question is, are you advancing your kingdom or God's kingdom every day? It's very easy in our world. You know, I understand. It's so easy. You've got your job, the kids, you know, the soccer practice, the blah, blah, blah. You know, there's not much time to advance God's kingdom every day, if any. But you have to make that time and say, God, what can I do for you? If you ask God what you can do for him every day, and he gives you one thing to do, that will be worth more rewards than all the things you think you're doing for God. You know, he might say, well, when you mention this conversation, mention my name one time. You know, he'll tell me things like that. Or, you know, when I say ask God what to do for him, I'm not saying you have to go out and save a soul every 5 minutes. I'm saying you ask God what he wants you to do, because it'll be very different than what you think. He might even say, just help that lady with directions in the store. She's confused. You know, you just never know where you're planting those seeds and all that. Or for me, my ministry is to take Christians and mature them in Christ, take them from where they're at and mature them. That's a rare ministry. Most people are always hitting the newbies, save the souls. You know, mine is to take the ones that are already there and advance them, their gifting and all that. So the key is, you know, bearing fruit is important. You want Jesus to be so happy. And there's a lot of people that always email me on YouTube, and they're always like, Keith, I'm so worried I'm not going to be raptured. I'm just so, you know, I get this a lot over the last couple of years. What do I do? I just need to make sure I make it in the rapture. I tell them the best way to make it in the rapture is to build your mansion really high in heaven, because you'll be talking about whether it's 78 floors high or 79 floors high rather than if you just got in the gates, okay? Once you're saved, the key is to bear fruit for the Lord by asking what you can do every day. And that will make, to me, the biggest reward of all is I just want Jesus to be super happy with me when I stand before him. I mean, it's very, very important to me. I want him to be super, super happy. You know, like, you did so much work for me, son, and I'm happy. And, you know, a lot of people mix works and bearing fruit, you know. That's a controversial thing. It's very easy to say, well, we're not saved by works, blah, 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 blah. No, we're not saved by works. However, if you don't bear fruit for the kingdom of God, then you're going to be very surprised on Judgment Day when there's no rewards for you and you're living in a chicken coop. You'll be like, for eternity, this is what I get. So it's not a way to brush it off. We want to bear fruit for the God. The Lord always reminds me that kingdom business is like any other business. It takes money, right? Doesn't name a business on earth that doesn't take any money. Well, God's kingdom is no different. His business is no different. He needs people. He needs workers, right? How many businesses would survive? You think UPS would survive with no workers or no money? Or any of it? How about General Electric, right? Well, God's kingdom is no different. It takes money. It takes workers, volunteers. It takes people that want to help, you know? So, like I said, to make it easy and simple, just ask God what you can do from every day and say, yes, Lord, yes, I'll do it. You know, say yes, yes, yes. I know most people at RCC are already doing this. This is for just to kind of remind everyone out there that's listening on the air. You know, a lot of the people out there, I mean, need to bear some more fruit for the Lord. He's always reminding that, you know. Think about, like, the Lord, one day he showed me a vision, and he showed me a vision of all the Christians. And it was like a maze. I could see the top of it. It was like a puzzle, like a maze, right? You got to, you know, you maze, you turn right and turn left, and if you go the wrong way, you got to turn around. And then he showed me a Christian on the left of the maze and a Christian on the right, and he said, I need to get this Christian to get to this Christian over here. But I can't do it because all the Christians in between are just sitting there doing nothing because they're not bearing fruit for me. So this is just very frustrating. Lord was so frustrated over that. How do you get the maze to move when half of it's sitting there, stuck or standing there, and then a few people want to go work and they want to move? See what I'm saying? Think about it. If every Christian is doing one thing to the Lord every day, can you imagine the change in the world? The Lord showed me that maze would move and all my work would be done on earth. Jesus is not here on earth. He left the earth. He's taking us back. He needs to work through us. We're his eyes, ears, hand, and body. We got to move. We got to do things. So the key is, like I said, just ask Lord what you can do for him and bear lots of fruit, and you'll have a very big mansion in heaven. You'll be very, very happy, and you'll please our Lord. That's all I got to say.
That's good.
Amen.
Very good. Excellent.
That's a good preach. And that's what it all comes down to. It's not the reward we're all seeking is just to please our Lord. And that's what sort of pleases him. He told John, he said, put down your nets. I'm going to make you a fisher of man. And that's the same with us. We can bear fruit. We're going to take a great harvest for our Lord. But we're going to go ahead and play a song for our brother Roman who wants to dance with the Lord. He has a request for a little bit of Elvis. So this is for you, Roman. Judy, who's back off the mountain, 4 hikes and 3 steaks later, and she still hasn't been attacked by a mountain lion, but
yay!
God bless her for trying. Pat, you have some words you want to read this evening?
I would say, Joe, 4 hikes or whatever, and she's still lost. 4 hikes and 3 days later, and she's still lost.
We're all
lost
at this point. Waiting to go home.
Whoops. I have he and I, and I have a prayer to the Holy Spirit. I just lost it. Oh, here it is. This is a nice prayer to the Holy Spirit. If you want me to do this, it's just a one little paragraph. It says, "Let us pray, O Almighty and Eternal God, look upon the heart of your dearly beloved Son, and upon the praise and satisfaction he offers you in behalf of sinners, and being appeased, grant pardon to those who seek your mercy in the name of the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, world without end. Amen." So I thought that was a nice prayer to the Holy Spirit. If you want me to read He and I can do that for you.
That would be lovely.
Okay, hang on. he's talking about love again. Jesus is always talking about love. He says, at least don't check your transports of love any longer, for I am the transport of love. I, your Christ. Don't even try to find out where I'm leading you. I love this. Keep your eyes fixed so steadily on me that you are not even aware of your surrender. Try to please me in everything and see that your soul always wears a smile, because this is what I love and it honors me. Then I want you to cultivate the habit of multiplying opportunities for helping other people, since you know that they are my brothers. And thirdly, I want you to create opportunities of speaking about me. So here we see, I just turned to this and we're talking about this, right? Oh, you're good, God. About speaking about me. It would be so heartwarming for me and for you. This is good, too. Can you imagine a single day spent without once pronouncing God's name together with a kindly word for those who are listening to you? Perhaps you are shy. Are you afraid of embarrassing? In reality, the opposite is true. Make the experiment, and you'll be astonished to see how much people are attracted by those heaven-born words. Just try. I'll do the talking. I beg you, give me the chance. Beginning tomorrow, you know very well that when your Lord speaks, he touches.
Wonderful.
Amen. Beautiful.
Joe, who's on the air right now? Is it, how many people? Or tell us who's the callers.
It's you, myself, Pat, and Tom, and hang on, another person. I just Bible flipped and pulled up John verse 10. My sheep hear my voice, says their Lord, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them from my hand.
Wow.
Wow, yes, beautiful.
Awesome. It is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Do you like that, Tana?
I do like that. I love that one, yes.
Give us a sermon. You haven't given us a sermon ever. We need a sermon from your temple.
I'm putting on my makeup.
Are you going to work?
Yes.
Paint always helps.
Yeah, I just, you know. Yeah, you know, just the usual sermon. I started to do a little sermon. We have to watch our words, watch what we say. We can't say anything negative. Like, I'm...
Yeah.
Feeling nasty, you know, whatever, because that's what's manifesting in your body. If you say I'm feeling nasty, it's going to manifest in your body. If you say I'm feeling amazing, even though you, like, are sick in bed and can't move, you don't say I feel awful. You say I feel amazing. I feel great, because those are the evil spirits, like, taking over you. But if you say I feel great, I feel amazing, I feel joyful, and thank you, Jesus, praise you, all that stuff is going to leave, because they can't stand to be happy and positive. They don't like positive.
Yeah.
But the more negative you are, the more negative you're bringing on yourself, and you're making you feel down, and then you're like, your manifestation is like manifesting more sickness and illness and disease, not manifesting health and healing and happiness. So that's why, even though you're like, feel like you can't get out of the bed, you got to just say, I feel amazing. Thank you. I woke up. I feel amazing. I'm going to, even though you can barely walk, I feel amazing. This is great. This is healing me. You just got to stay positive, because if you can say, oh, I don't feel very well, oh, you know, then that's what's going to start manifesting in your body again. And the evil one's like, yeah, we're getting to the end. Woo-hoo. But then you start, like I said, positive, and then you start thinking, yes, I feel great. That's God. So God's different. God, you know, he's not sick.
We have to be in agreement with God's word rather than the enemy.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, so if you keep saying, I'm happy and I feel amazing, even though, you know, and it's not a lie, because, you know, God in us, our soul does feel that way. Our flesh may not, but our souls feel alive and happy and healthy. So it's not a lie, because Jesus is living within us. So don't ever think you're lying by saying you feel great, even though you don't, because God is within us, Jesus is within us, and he's alive and healthy and happy and joyful. So, you know, we just have to remember, you know, I'm guilty of myself, and I definitely change my tune. If I say something, I, like, definitely bind or rebuke it. And, you know,
Break that curse.
And I change it.
Yep. So, you know, even if I don't feel great, I have people asking how you feel. I say, I'm great. I'm good. Thank you.
That's good. That's very good. Thank you. That's good to know.
Because words are powerful. You know, as you said, you know, the evil and spirit of the air. What's in the air? Everything flowing around us, everything going into our minds. Our minds are like really deep for us.
Our words always, we either agree with the enemy or agree with God. So, like, I was reading in my Facebook today where he said, always make sure your words agree with what God's word says and not what the enemy says.
You feel good and whatever, eventually your body's going to manifest that, because if you keep saying you feel great, that
true.
Enemy that's attached yourself to your body is going to leave, because he's like, oh,
true.
He's not saying, he doesn't need me anymore. He thinks he's, okay, gosh, I
you're
can't
right.
stay here anymore. I'm going to go find someplace else to hang out, because he feels great. He feels amazing. He's joyful. Well, Jesus is really chasing me out of here. I hate, burning me. All of him saying happy and good, positive things, it's like burning me every time he says it. So I better leave, because I don't want to get burned anymore. That's my thing. You know, words are very powerful, and in good ways and bad ways. So just everyone make sure you're speaking positive words about yourself and family and friends, and not negative.
Yeah.
Because negativity.
Cat said she felt ancient, though, Tana. Cat said she
felt
ancient.
Oh, I'm only kidding. I'm just kidding.
Thing.
I'm having fun.
Cat, yeah. Tana, that was bad, right? So now we have to get her to break that curse word.
Yeah.
Cat said, in Jesus' name, I break that curse.
I feel young. Okay.
Okay. We forgive you, Pat, for saying that you were ancient.
No, but Keith, that is true, because that is true. You, if you keep saying, oh, I'm old and I feel love,
no,
or
I'm
love,
just kidding.
Don't ever say that again.
I was teasing you.
I know. I'm teasing you.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to him that love him. James 1:12.
Praise God.
Yeah, no, but Pat, I'm not saying it for you. I'm saying it for people listening.
I know.
Yeah, we're teasing you, Pat. We're just teasing you, sugar.
I know.
But honestly, I find my friends that are saying, oh, I feel old and I'm this age. Then they say their body's shutting down. But I never say, I'm like, you know, it doesn't matter what my age is. It's how I feel, and I feel like I'm 25.
Yeah.
And, you know, as Keith knows, I am definitely not even close to acting what my earth flesh age would be. You have to be careful. You know, words can be killers, but words can also lift you up. So you just have to make sure you're doing the lifting up words of yourself and not the killing words.
Well, remember it says the words are life, and the life or death is in the tongue, whatever the Bible says. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Romans 5:3-4 is good. Suffering produces endurance. I love this verse. Suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. So that, I always look at that one. Yeah, I love that one because it says it all. Yeah, suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. So don't be afraid of suffering, because it leads to hope.
Okay, I've suffered enough. I'm done with it. No more.
don't wallow in your suffering. Never wallow in your suffering.
Yeah.
Learn
from it.
Be grateful and happy and say, yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, you're amazing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we don't know it. We shouldn't say, oh, poor me. I feel miserable. Oh, poor me. Why are you doing this to me? Never, ever. Never, ever. You know, it's easy to say. It's harder, of course, to do, but it's easier to say. But, you know, if we all realize all the stuff that we're listening to us talking about right now, just imagine how healthy we would all be.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I know,
everybody
in the world talks, think about if everyone in the world talked positive about you, and you know what I mean? Like, they're talking positive about you, like, you'd be getting all that good energy back. You know, most people in the world walk around talking horrible things about each other. I wonder why the world's headed down straight downhill. You know.
Yeah. Joshua 1:9 is very good. It says, "Be strong
and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So that's
good to
know.
That's a good one, Pat. That's a good
one. Yeah. And he says, I will never leave you or forsake you. That's from Hebrews 13:5.
Praise God.
So, you know, he's always there, just in his little glance or sigh or invitation. He's right there, you know.
I know.
He loves it when we don't forget him.
Oh,
but
I love what you said,
Tana.
I need you. I call him all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's good. The words are very powerful, and we should speak only positivities, even if you're feeling not too positive. I'm going to be. I get up in the morning. I'll say to the Lord, I'll say, let's make this day work. We're not, no negatives, no nothing. I'm going to be positive and make this day work. And Holy Spirit, guide the day. That's all God had here. That's what I want to do. You know? And it's not always about feelings, you know, but you're still going to act, you know, you're still going to be positive and make it work, you know, and look for the opportunities of the day and things that he will send you, to honor him or to serve him. Yeah.
Because it's shining around the world. Well, there's all these dark people around the world, and we're little light bulbs that shine around the world, you know. And it's amazing how you can tell how powerful God's energy is, because it's like, you know, there's that book about all the people that had miracles in their lives and stuff, and, you know, help people, like, they were stranded on the side of the road, and someone, you know, came up and helped them and fed them. You know, all these really amazing things that people did for other people, and it became like a bestseller. And the Lord reminded me, why would it be a bestseller? Mm-hmm. Because light is so much powerful than dark. The whole world is dark, and that, you know, people just go, whatever.
Yeah.
But then there's one little story you hear about something positive, and it just goes so far through people's minds and travels from person to person, because light is so much more powerful than the darkness.
Our soul man inside is healthy, happy, fun, joyous. Our soul man, all that. Our flesh may, you know, our flesh is what is trying to bring our soul man down, but our soul is, soul happy. Well, because that's Jesus, the Holy Spirit in us. It's Jesus, you know, God. He created us. Be perfect, health, and not perfect, obviously all of us are good, but our body to be healthy and happy, so.
Yeah. Isaiah, yeah, go ahead, honey.
As I say, she's their sermon.
Isaiah, very good, Tana. You really gave good fruit for us to think about. Wow, that's perfect. Isaiah 43:1-3, he says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. You will walk through fire. You shall not be burned. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you, for I am the Lord your God.
Wow.
Right? So all these affirmations he gives us of being there and protecting us and going through everything that we go through and keeping us from it, you know, because we trust. Yeah, we trust. Amen.
In Ezekiel,
I
was just going to say, in Ezekiel, the Lord also speaks about giving us a new heart and a new spirit he puts within us, which he's already done. You know, we've all been baptized in his spirit now, so we need to realize that we, again, just like Donna was saying, it's our flesh that we battle against.
Mm-hmm. Rejoice, always rejoice. That's excellent advice, to rejoice. And you're not always going to be in the mood for it, but you're going to do it anyway, because that's the thing to do, keep afloat here in the Lord, you know. Isaiah 55:8-9, this plan of mine is not what you would work out, neither are my thoughts the same as yours. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than yours.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Hey, you know, people say, like, you know, how are you feeling? And, you know, something is trying to get me sick, but it's not working. That's what I always say. It's trying,
hey,
but
that's
it's
cool.
I say I'm healthy, and you know it works. I defeat it. So, because God is stronger, Jesus is stronger. Jesus won. Jesus already won. So
yes, he conquered everything.
With Jesus, yes. Yeah. So, if you know, if someone asks me, and I don't want to lie, which is not a lie, because like I said, our souls are healthy and happy. I just say something's trying. You know, if someone like notices like your flesh is like not doing well, I'm like, you know, something's trying to get at me, but it's not succeeding. I won't let
That's
it succeed.
Good. That's good. That's good. Here's another verse, John 14:1. I just thought this was, it kind of sums up again to what the Lord is doing. It says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. So whoopee. Get ready. I'm a-thinking. Yeah. He's got the places prepared. Amen.
He does. We're going home. Going home. The paradise city. Home.
Take me down.
that short, long song.
Joe, I wanted to read from, go ahead, Joe.
No, I was going to say, what were you going to say, Keith? I didn't mean to hit that, but
I wonder, I want to ask you if I could read from my Prayer Rain book again. I have a book called Prayer Rain, and it's like, it's a warrior book. I'd like to read from it. The Lord told me to read some stuff from it.
Please do, please do.
Okay, so this one is called, it's basically different powerful prayers, but they're, it's like being a warrior. We're all warriors in the spirit realm, and it's got the warrior prayers. This is for promotion and different things in our life. Okay. O Lord, let your wonder-working power close every door to devourers in our life. We rebuke every devourer working on our finances in Jesus' name. We rebuke every bad feat in our finances in the name of Jesus. We remove every hand and leg of evil people from our finances in the name of Jesus. Lord, Lord, O Lord, let your reviving power revive our blessings. O Lord, wash our handiwork with the blood of Jesus. Let the angels of the living God begin to return all our stolen blessings in the name of Jesus. We lose ourselves from every satanic seduction in the name of Jesus. We command the cloud of darkness to lift upon us in the name of Jesus. We arrest ourselves from the path of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from every cobweb of ancestral frustration and backwardness in the name of Jesus. We renounce every evil pattern dedicated to our life in the name of Jesus. We refuse to feed our doubt. We command you to die in the name of Jesus. Every evil campaign against our calling be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Every dirt in our spirit be sanitized by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. We shall be the victor and not the victim in the name of Jesus. We claim all our covenant rights right now in the name of Jesus. O Lord, touch every department of our life with your right hand of power. O Lord, deliver us from the oppressors by your outstretched hand. Let the power to box stubborn forces to a corner fall upon our life now in the name of Jesus. We repent from every disobedience in the name of Jesus. O Lord, examine our life and purge us clean. O Lord, guide our steps into the way of peace. O Lord, send help from above to us to be able to stop every activity of the devil in our lives. O Lord, disallow the enemy from making a bad example. We bind every spirit that beats the air in the name of Jesus. O Lord, anoint us with the oil of gladness. We put the curse of the Lord upon every sickness and satanic mark upon our life in the name of Jesus. Let every satanic kingdom mounted against our life crumble to pieces in the name of Jesus. The enemy is the grasshopper. We are the giant in Jesus' name. Blood of Jesus, oil our spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, charge us with your fire in the name of Jesus. Every cause of demonic delays of miracles in our lives be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Every buried talent and virtue in our life be exhumed by the blood of Jesus. Every cause of spiritual coldness in our life be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Every cause of disappearance or unwillingness of would-be helpers in our life be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Every cause of lack of working capital in our life be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Every cause of circular problems in our life be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Every cause of always having to fight seriously to get anything done in our life be disannulled by the blood of Jesus. Every cause of always occupying wrong positions in our life be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Every cause of delayed and denied promotions in our life be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Every cause of desert, business, finances in our life be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Every cause of lame breakthroughs in our life be nullified by the blood of Jesus. We stand against prayer paralysis in our life by the blood of Jesus. Every cause of evil diversion in our life be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Every cause of gradual disposition of good things in our life be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Every cause of dead organs in our life be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Every cause of being pursued by the spirit of death in our life be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Let's see. We command confusion, disagreement among our hardened enemies in the name of Jesus. Let me find another good one there. We render all stubborn divine workers against us be mad in the name of Jesus. Let me see. And then here's one. Let your deliverance hand be stretched upon our life now in the name of Jesus. We annul every engagement with the spirit of death in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every refuge of sickness in the name of Jesus. We destroy the grip and operation of sickness upon our life in the name of Jesus. Every knee and infirmity in our life bow now in the name of Jesus. Let our negativity be converted to positivity in the name of Jesus. We command death upon any sickness in any area of our life in the name of Jesus. We shall see sickness no more in the name of Jesus. Every dead organ in our bodies be revived to life now in the name of Jesus. And that's it.
Amen.
Amen. That was a good one.
Amen.
Those are powerful.
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could all use
Oh, definitely. Those are great. I wanted to start communion off tonight with going to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, which talks about, it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, loved me and gave himself for me. Let us honor our Lord tonight, as always, by doing communion, which he asked us to do in remembrance of him. The night that the Lord gave himself over for us was the Last Supper. With his disciples, he said, do this in remembrance of me. He took a loaf, after giving thanks over it, he broke it and said, eat this. This means my body, which I give in behalf for you. Let us eat together. Later, he did likewise, respecting the cup. After praying over it, the Lord passed it around and said, drink this. This cup means the new covenant by virtue of my blood. Keep doing this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. For as often as you eat this loaf and drink this cup, you keep proclaiming the death of our Lord until he arrives.
Yeah, we're here. Beautiful. His music is so
nice.
Soothing.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, it's so beautiful.
I love Bill's
what
music.
A gift.
It really just
it's very peaceful.
Relaxes you, Joe. You like that?
It's just good prayer music, you know, meditating with the Lord to that.
Yeah.
It takes me deep for sure, you know, especially after taking communion. You know, to me, that's a very, it's a deep spiritual thing.
A lot of people have been, healed by just taking communion every day on their own, you know, at their house or whatever. So I have a little communion setup that I do. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cross and everything. Some nice, you know, everything laid out, and I do it. But it's nice because the RCC does it, so they don't have to do it. So it's like we get it through here. But a lot of people have been healed of many things, emotional issues, physical, whatever, just from doing communion.
Oh, definitely. Just me, myself personally, I'll usually do it sometimes again before bed or whenever I have weird sleeping patterns. But sometimes I'll do it personally, and I've had huge revelations during communion. You know, he's spoken to me many times, you know, during that. So it's again, it's such a, you know, it's an honor to be able to do that, to be able to remember the sacrifice our Lord did, and also to obey Him, to do something. He said, do this in remembrance of me.
You're right.
I'm on it. You know, I'm sure we all feel the same way. Like, we remember His sacrifice, we honor Him, and now we get to see His coming. You know, all the earlier generation, all the saints, all look forward to this, the final generation, us. We're very fortunate to be a part of this final generation and be part of what we're going to be part of and witness what we're going to witness, and just to be watchers on the wall now. It's a great honor that our Lord has bestowed upon us. We could have been born at any old time, but He chose this time for us especially, and it's a huge honor. And without Him, we're nothing. So we need to always praise our Lord and thank Him for the power that He gives us, the love that He gives us, and everything
He gives us. You know, to Him, that's what's so amazing, because of what Jesus did on the cross, God sees us as holy and pure before His eyes because of what Jesus did. He doesn't see us as sinners and all this stuff. He sees us as, we're allowed to approach the throne with boldness because He sees us as holy and pure before His eyes because of Jesus' blood.
Exactly. I mean, it says in the Word, there's no way to the Father but through me, but through Jesus, that He has opened that way to us, you know, to pray to mighty Jehovah through His name. And, you know, He's our Lord. He's our representative, our general, and it's just an honor to serve Him again in this great time. We are so very fortunate to be alive right now and part of this.
Amen. Amen.
You still on the line, Leah?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Right. I just want to say hi.
Hi.
Thank you for that. Does anyone have anything to add? I know you don't want to hear more music at this point.
I had a reading from True Life in God. He's talking about when He returns. And this was in 1988. And this is, I'm just going to read some of it. But this is everything we're talking about. He says, love will return as love. He says, and she says, Jesus? And he says, I am. And she said, blessed be the Lord. And he said, I love you, daughter, for this faith you are giving me. She has, first of all, let me just say, she has messages from 1986 all the way to 2003 and after that. And they're all beautiful about loving Him and, you know, coming to Him. It's very much similar to he and I, but maybe a bit stronger because he's dealing with a more obstinate age. So sometimes he really says how he feels. But this is very beautiful. I love you, daughter, for this faith you are giving me. Do not worry. Lean on me and listen to my heart, this heart which seeks you all and loves you, but that many condemn. Daughter, pray often to me to give you my strength. I will always give you my strength. Pray together with me this prayer, a prayer for my return. Come, Lord, return to us. Hear our sorrowful cries from this wilderness. Feel our thirst and love and have mercy upon us. Return to us. Come and blot out all wickedness, rejoicing it by love. Amen. And to this prayer you will hear my answer. You will hear me answer you that I, who is love, will return to you as love. Be patient, my beloved ones, just for a little while longer, and I will return to you. Be watchful and on your guard, because my return will be sudden. So be prepared, repent. Face me, your Lord, with a pure heart, and the shadows of the earth will not frighten you, nor will the hour of darkness terrify you, meaning like when we go up and what's left here, we weren't going to feel that. You will feel neither distress nor anguish in this hour. So listen to me, listen to my words, and they will be a consolation to you when this hour descends upon my entire creation. I solemnly tell you that this hour is not far from you. Okay? I want to share that with you. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Pat.
So that was,
you hear me?
That was from True Life in God. And I'm going to call you back because there's an echo.
Okay,
let me call you back. Okay.
And who's still with me here? 626. Hello, 626. Leah. That's you, Leah. You can hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Just you and I in here now, right, waiting for people to call back. Wonder if you had anything to share.
Funny.
Your laugh is enough. Thank you. That'll work. Just keep laughing.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. I appreciated that. We're getting our callers back. We had an echo there.
Yeah, I heard it, but it was like, I've been away. I don't know if it's here.
It definitely wasn't you.
No, I mean, like, I think it went away.
Yeah, I think it did. I think the Lord just wanted to hear you laugh. I know I did, so thank you for that.
Did it go away?
No, I'm still hearing it, but I'll just have to deal with it. It's okay. I'll just deal with
it. I don't think it's from your phone.
Oh, maybe it's not, because I did call back. I don't know. But I can hear it real loud. It's annoying.
I'll start muting people who aren't. Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
There's someone in there. That's fine.
You guys don't hear it?
I hear it. I'm trying to figure it out. Okay. You have something you want to read while I work on this echo thingy for a minute? Mama Pat?
Oh, you want me to read?
Yeah.
Okay. I can give you more
TNI. Or she can sing.
I'm writing down the words because I am going to sing to you. But I have to get the words down. Yahweh, I know you are near because it's very appropriate, but it's not good with this echo.
Yeah, get rid of that.
Let me try again. Who are you talking to?
Right now it's just you and me and Tana and Pat.
No, you're talking to Tana then. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think the echo's gone. I muted another call that was just listening, so... Does it sound better, Keith?
Definitely.
Okay, cool. So that caller, I'm going to leave in here. I believe it's Mama Pat back.
Yeah, I'm here.
Judy's up.
Hi, honey.
Pat, we got rid of the echo. Does it sound better, Pat?
Let me see. Yeah, it's gone. I don't know what it was.
Oh, no,
it's back again.
Are you serious?
Oh, no. But, this is terrible.
No, I'm not hearing it.
Yeah, Pat, I think the echo's gone.
No, I can hear it. Okay, if it's just on my side, I can deal with it. Okay?
Yeah, that's the Holy Spirit talking to you. It's not the voices in your head. It's the Holy Spirit.
He's repeating everything I'm saying.
Pat, we have a request in the chat room if you could read Truth, Life, and God again.
Oh, you want me to read that again?
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, this was written in 1988, and God is always saying, and he even said to her, he's going to speed up his return because of the way things are. He said that later on. I mean, what I will do is go online and get the messages, and I'll read them to you. Anyone can do it. All you put is TLIG. True Life and God, the initials, .org, and it'll come up. You go to the bottom, you put them in chronological order, and you see there's over 5,000 words of his speaking to her. And it's very similar to he and I, and others are getting this too. I mean, so many people are getting messages, and they all have the same theme about I love you and come to me, but I'm going to read this again to you. And he says, love will return as love. When she addresses him, she says, Jesus, and he says, I am. And she says, blessed be the Lord. And then he says, I love you, daughter, for this faith you are giving me. Do not worry. Lean on me and listen to my heart, this heart which seeks you all and loves you, but that many condemn. We know how the earth is and how 90% of people. Anyway, daughter, pray often to me to give you my strength. I will always give you my strength. Pray together with me this prayer, a prayer for my return. Come, Lord, return to us. Hear our sorrowful cries from this wilderness. Feel our thirst and have mercy upon us. Return to us. Come and blot out all wickedness, replacing it by love. Amen. And this is a prayer that he gave her to put down, okay, what I just read. And to this prayer you will hear me answer you that I, who is love, will return to you as love. Be patient, my beloved ones, just for a little while longer, and I will return to you. Be watchful and on your guard, because my return will be sudden. So be prepared, repent, face me, your Lord, with a pure heart, and the shadows on the earth will not frighten you, nor will the hour of darkness terrify you. You will feel neither distress nor anguish in this hour. So listen to me, listen to my words, and they will be a consolation to you when this hour descends upon my entire creation. I solemnly tell you that this hour is not far from you. So get ready to fly, okay? As you can imagine, when we go, what this earth is going to go through. I mean, we said we will not be part of the darkness or the anxiety. Don't be anxious. We are not going to be part of this of darkness or distress or anguish in this hour. When he's taking us away, you know. So, yeah. But I'm writing you. What guys wanted me to sing? I'm writing down the Yahweh song. I just have to put down the verses. Verses and
all right.
I'll yeah. So give me like a 5 minutes, 3 minutes to do this. I
you
know
got
the chorus,
it. Thank
but
you
I have
so much,
to.
Sarah.
Okay.
We're
let me just. Okay.
Morning,
yeah. Sarah. This was in 1988 when he wrote this. But all you guys can go online. It's True Life in God. So just put TLIG.org, and you can read all the messages. And there's a lot. There's a lot. And the message, let me tell you, I get chills telling you this. From 2003 on, it's the voice of the bridegroom in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You will read something that will make you blush. Let's put it that way. And this is from a very pure and holy God. But he uses words that will just, like, you really feel like the bride, okay? It's pure as crystal, warm as the brightest star. But he is a very intimate, loving God. And he talks about the nuptial chamber. And it's not as an earthly love. It's a heavenly love. But he really lets you know that you are loved, each and every one of you. He is coming for you are his bride, and just, wow. So go online. You go down to the very bottom of the page and put on chronological order, and it goes by the years. And then when you click on the year, and you can click any year you want on, and all the messages from each month, from January all the way down to the end of the year, all the messages are there, guys, and just read them. And some of it is just pure love. Come to my heart. Don't be afraid. All I want is love, love, love. These are the titles, okay? And there's other titles, too. But be blessed, because you're going to read things like, yo, this is God. And it is. And you're going to taste love like you never tasted it. And this is up to 2003. So let me finish doing this with the words here, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Pat. We're so blessed to have you. We love you, Mama Pat.
Well,
I
love you all so much. This is a very special family. So,
okay, it wouldn't be the same without you. We are so blessed to have you. Keith and Tana, you're back on the line.
Thanks. Love you all. I am just getting to work, but shout out to chat. Love you, chat. Love you all listening. Love you, everybody on the line. I'll talk to y'all. I'll see you in chat for my 2 a.m. chat if anyone's there when I get home.
Don't be staying up. You go to bed early, girl. Don't be staying up late for that chat room.
Yeah, I was up until like almost 3 yesterday in chat and about the same as before. I know. Like 6 hours. I love my RCC family. Chat, chat, chatter.
Show off.
Yeah.
Look at what we've all become. Look at the Lord has made us. This is so great. We are a family.
Yeah, I can't wait to get home and go into chat. Like, I, like, walk in the door and I run to my computer and, like, turn on chat to see what's going on, who's chatting.
I know.
Joining in.
God told me, remember that song he told me to submit, We Are Family by Sister Sledge?
Yeah. So, anyway, I love you. I just got to work. So
okay, love you.
Love you, bye.
Love
you, honey.
Bye.
Love you
too.
We have 17.
Love you too.
17
I'm gonna
users.
Sing. I'm gonna sing to you in about 1 minute.
Please
do. Okay.
We have 17 users in chat right now, which is awesome. And again, it goes on all
amen.
Night. You either pause the
yeah.
show before it ends, and you can stay in chat, or you just log on to a future show. And I'm dealing with East Coast times, but I've logged in to 2 in the morning, 5 in the morning. There's usually someone in there, and then there's someone else, and it's great. It's great. So, and I've actually never been in a chat room before this. It's just like, I can't believe I'm even doing this at first, but it really is a blessing. Another way for all of us to fellowship.
Okay.
Are you staying up till 3 in the morning on the chat, though?
Some nights, yeah. You know, lately I've been sleeping the last few nights, but usually I've been up, so yeah. The Lord's
oh,
letting
wow.
me rest now. I could definitely use it.
Good.
Yeah.
Cool. Good. I'll figure out how to get in there one of these days.
Oh,
need a training video.
Yeah, we gotta do that. All right, we're gonna do that tonight. We'll make a video. It is so hard. At least it was for me. It is exceptionally hard. I don't know why it has to be so hard, but it really is. I thought I was tech savvy until I saw that thing. Yeah, Luca helped me through it, but again, it took us a little while on the phone. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and make a video on how to do that. We've been saying we have, and tonight. All right.
Nice. Good. I just can't get logged in. I don't know. I'll watch that video. That'll help me.
Oh, it's hard. Have, like, your birth certificate and Social Security ready.
Yeah.
So Keith, what has the Lord been doing with you today? Anything special? Or?
I think we're going to move. We're living in L.A., and I think we're going to be moving to... We want to get out of here. I think we're going to move to Las Vegas, which we used to live a long time ago. We lived there for a while. So
I don't think you're going to have a chance to move.
I'm hoping that. We're going to move by the 16th of next month. So, Nick, you're not the only person that's told me that. Some other people said, Keith, we'll be gone before then. I'm like, cool. That would be great.
Yeah. Keith, we have a new caller, 317. Hello, 317.
Hello, yes. This is Sarah Bell. I'm just listening.
Oh, hi, Sarah Bell.
Hi, Sarah Bell.
Hello.
You want me to mute you or keep you unmuted and you mute yourself?
Yeah, you can keep me on mute and I'll mute mine.
Talk
okay,
to us,
cool.
Sarah Bell.
Talk whenever you want.
Yeah,
talk to us. We're making you talk.
Oh, yeah. I just feel the urgency. We are really about to be gone. Any day.
Right?
You're very
good.
Tight.
I'm glad you're stating that because I'm feeling the same thing. You know, everyone else I'm talking to, definitely. A lot of people have April 28th. In mind.
Yeah, I was thinking either April 28th or April 29th.
Yeah.
I have a birthday in May, and
oh, that
so sounds
perfect.
Kind of bad, but I do not want to see my birthday. I just want to see Jesus.
I hear that.
I kind of skip that part and just go right home.
Hello?
Why are you thinking
Hello?
Of 28 there, Bell?
Hello?
Yeah?
I'm thinking... What was that?
Go ahead, Sarah Bell.
What was your question?
Why are you thinking of 28?
Oh, I was saying, well, because it's near the 29th, but the 29th has, I guess there's going to be some eclipse and they're talking about the peace treaty, I guess, being finalized on that day.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
It's going to be cool.
And then there's that, there's a solar eclipse on that day, too.
Right.
And usually when that happens, the world is at war after the red blood moons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge sign of why we could go out, too. Definitely. And Palestine had said if they don't get an agreement with Israel by that day that they were going to go to war. So that all makes sense, too.
Right.
Wow. Great.
Okay.
That's cool.
All right,
Pat. Mama Pat, you ready to sing for us?
Yeah, I'm gonna sing Yahweh. Okay, I got the words.
Oh, we're so excited.
Okay.
Yay.
You ready? Oh, okay. Yahweh, I know you are near. You are always by my side. You guard me from the foe and you lead me in ways everlasting. I'm gonna start a little lower here. Lord, you have searched my heart. You know when I sit and when I stand. Your hand is upon me, protecting me from death, keeping me from harm. Yahweh, I know you are near. You are always by my side. You guard me from the foe and you lead me in ways everlasting. If I climb to the heavens, you are there. If I fly to the sunrise or the sea, still you will find me. Always you are there. Always you are there. Yahweh, I know you are near. You are always by my side. You guard me from the foe and you lead me in ways everlasting.
Wow.
That was beautiful, Pat. Gorgeous. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. Oh, for you guys. Sure. My pleasure. Great. My pleasure. Pat, that really was beautiful.
You got to sing more often. Woo.
I think
my
she made about 20-some albums back in the 70s. She was a hit. Right, Pat?
Yeah, well, you know, I had cut a record. I was right up in the jukebox with Michael Jackson and everything in 1941. But, you know, the elements that I was working with were not too healthy, okay? The people, they were just they were not the good connections that maybe you would want in the singing. And I was going to cut another record. This cost me, $5,000 to cut this, to cut original songs. There's a laundromat here, and he has the old-fashioned jukebox. I have some 45s, so people go in and they play my record in this laundromat for free. It's hysterical, you know. I said, and they say, "When are you coming?" I said, "No, can I pay?"
Oh, cool.
No, I said, "That's a gift. If God gave me this gift, I give it to you. Don't ask me to dust or balance the checkbook, but I can sing and cook for you. Maybe that's all I'm good for." But that's
how
what
cool,
I do.
Pat. That's really cool. You made some albums. Good job. Wow.
Yeah, I just cut one record, and they wanted me to do more, but I just didn't like where it was leading. Plus, I got pregnant. I was expecting my fifth child at age 42. So God saying, because they wanted me to make movies with Jed Hirsch from Taxi. They wanted me to go to Atlantic City and sing in nightclubs and stuff, and God put the brakes on, like, no, that's not what you're going to do.
Could have took you down a different path.
Oh, absolutely. He stopped it. Okay, I got pregnant. That's my one who's up in Nashua, married, and she's gonna she's gonna be 29 only. All my kids are near 50. She's 29 this August. Yeah, that was a blessing from God. Yeah, I marry him. Yeah. Yeah. So God takes drastic measures.
that was a drastic measure to put the brakes on. My late life surprise, that was really a surprise at 42.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's up to prayer. But you can sing in heaven, right?
Absolutely. I'll be singing up there forever for you guys. And with the Luco and Bill and everybody else, we're going to get a band going, honey, let me tell you. Yeah, you better believe it.
It is truly amazing how talented this RCT family is. I get to know more people personally. Firstly, most of us are musicians, which just cracks me up. And just everyone is extra intelligent. Like, it really has been a privilege to get to know all of you and fellowship with you. It really has.
Same here. This is a special family.
Special group of, yeah, exactly. That's spot on.
And we're all going to know how to swing the sword and ride the horse, too. Don't forget that. We're warriors. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we have
about 3
minutes left.
We can sing and swing all at once.
Going to sing while we reap that last harvest for our Lord.
What, honey?
I said, yeah, you can sing while we reap that last harvest for our Lord.
Oh, hey. You got the song there, the trumpet song?
I was about to say, it's going to cut off, but since you requested
okay, that's
it,
all right.
I
no,
it,
we'll
I
wait. We'll just say hello, goodbye, I guess, and have our little come, Lord Jesus, you know.
Well, Pat, it's up to you. Either we have 2 minutes, either that, or we could have 2 minutes of the final countdown. Love, it's your fault.
It's up to you. You
want
to play final countdown?
Final countdown it is.
Our marching song.
All right, everybody.
Come get us, Lord. Come get us. Love everybody.
Love everybody. Nice.
Jesus, come and get us. He's telling so many people he's on his way. He's got to be on his way.
I know. He does.
Yeah. So many people getting this. That's peace to us.
A lot of people getting right now. Oh, yeah. A lot of people are telling that.
Love you all.